Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about the link between testosterone and earnings. Buckle up, because this is a fascinating one.
I'm all ears. So is this about men injecting testosterone to get richer?
Not exactly. It's more nuanced than that. This article discusses a study that found a correlation between testosterone levels and earnings in British men, specifically those in the highest earning quartile, and with lower testosterone levels to begin with. It's not about artificially boosting levels, but about the natural variation that exists.
Hold on. Only the highest earners? That's a bit of a curveball. So a rich guy with low testosterone gets a small bump in testosterone and suddenly gets richer? How did they even figure this out?
Right? The researchers used the UK Household Longitudinal Study, which includes biological and genetic information. They use something called a polygenic score based on genetic markers to estimate testosterone levels, which they then compared to income data.
Polygenic score sounds complicated, but get this, they also checked actual blood samples to confirm their genetic estimations. I'm impressed. But what does it mean? Like, why does more testosterone lead to higher pay?
That's the million-dollar question. They ruled out things like longer working hours or better job performance. Even personality traits, like extroversion, weren't the cause. It's a real head-scratcher.
So, no magic testosterone-fueled career boost for the average Joe? Bummer. What about the whole alpha male stereotype? Doesn't that fit in here somewhere?
Actually, that's where it gets interesting. The article suggests it might be linked to status-seeking behavior. Apparently, testosterone, in therapeutic doses, makes people more sensitive to status cues, and for lower-status individuals, it can ignite a desire to climb the social ladder.
Interesting. So not the roaring alpha male, but the subtly competitive one, always vying for that next promotion. Makes you think, huh?
It really does. And it challenges those popular notions we have about testosterone. The article even mentions celebrities like Joe Rogan and Robbie Williams, who are proponents of testosterone therapy, thinking it'll make them more alpha. This research might make them reconsider.
Definitely food for thought. Who knew something as seemingly simple as testosterone could be so complex?
Absolutely. This is such an intriguing area of research, and I'm curious to see where future studies lead us. Thanks for joining me for this discussion, and be sure to check out the Economist article for more details. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.